And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of April, 2016. The United States entered World War I on this date in 1917. First commercial communication satellite, Intelsat 1, was placed in orbit on this date in 1965. Nicknamed Early Bird, sent up to provide a public telecommunications service by way of satellite. It was in place and operational in time to provide television coverage of the splashdown of Gemini 6 the following December. It was shut down in 1969, the Early Bird satellite. It's the birthday of Merle Haggard, born 1937 in California, grew up in a remodeled boxcar outside of Bakersfield, and still making records. Latest album is Django and Jimmy, came out last year, collaboration with Willie Nelson. It's the birthday of the man who said, to succeed in science, you have to avoid dumb people. You must always turn to people who are brighter than yourself. The biophysicist James Dewey Watson, born and raised in Chicago, born 1928, got his Ph.D. in zoology from Indiana University, went off, took a job at the University of Copenhagen, did some research in the genetic makeup of viruses, and then moved to Cambridge University. And soon after that, he began working with Francis Crick. They were both interested in DNA, the structure of DNA, and both of them believed it was a double helix looking like a twisted ladder. They published their findings in the journal Nature in 1953. Watson, along with Crick and Maurice Wilkins, won the Nobel Prize in 1962 for the discovery. Wrote about it in the book The Double Helix, a personal account of the discovery of the structure of DNA. A few years ago, the Modern Library ranked the book as number 7 on its list of the 100 best nonfiction books of the 20th century. It was a gossipy book. One reviewer called it unbelievably mean in spirit. The book begins, "I have never seen Francis Crick in a modest mood." And it was on this day in 1327, the poet Petrarch saw Laura for the first time. It was on Good Friday in the Church of St. Clair in Avignon. Her identity never confirmed, but she was probably Laura de Novis, a noblewoman living in Avignon with her husband. Petrarch was 22. She was a teenager, maybe 17. He fell instantly in love. He wrote, "When I fell captive, lady, to the gaze of your fair eyes, fast bound in love's strong cord." They never had a real romance, but for the rest of his life he idealized her, and he dedicated 366 sonnets to Laura. Here's a poem for today by Kristen Case entitled Morning. Against all probability, our bulbs have blossomed, opened their white rooms, given their assent. I pull myself from your breathing to take a closer look. It happened overnight. Outside, a flock of birds folds and unfolds its single body. I start the coffee. Light comes from impossible directions. You are still asleep. I cup the curve of your skull with my hand, alive, sleeping. Light rises on the flame-colored bricks. A poem by Kristen Case, Morning, from Little Arias, published by New Issues Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.